In January, Tampa area member of Congress Kathy Castor told WMNF she would vote against the Senate's version of health care reform.
I could not vote for the Senate bill. No, I could not vote for the Senate bill. But I think we're going to see some concessions from the Senate bill.
We spoke to her again today when it looks likely the Senate version will be deemed to be passed by the House of Representatives later this week. We began this interview by asking Representative Castor for her reaction to Kucinich's announcement.
Well, I was very hopeful that Congressman Kucinich would be a yes vote, because he's certainly been an outspoken advocate for health care for all Americans. So that's great news.
The bill is likely to go through the House on what's called deem and pass. So can you explain that process a little bit to our listeners and tell them what you think about it?
Frankly, I'm not so focused on the procedures here in the House of Representatives. I'm focused more on the process the insurance companies are using to deny care for families all across Florida and the entire country. I think that's the issue. I think Republicans are really trying to distract us in the 11th hour from finally passing the bill that has had a year, if not decades, of debate. And they don't want to talk to us on the substance of the bill. But here's what families and small businesses, how they stand to benefit. Right away, this year, when we pass the bill, small business owners will receive tax credits to purchase health insurance. That will reduce the cost for employers and employees. Insurance companies will no longer be allowed to drop your coverage because you get sick, and that happens out there in the world. We're going to focus more on preventative care to address preventable illnesses and diseases and control costs that way. And one important reform that will take effect right away that I hear a great deal from families in our areas, now parents will be able to keep their children on their insurance until they're 26 years old. That, in addition to the Medicare improvements, I think I'm just very hopeful and eager to get to the final vote.
And the House has the opportunity to suggest some changes that could happen to the Senate bill. What are these reconciliation fixes that the House is going to propose?
Well, most importantly, to turn back the special deals that were crafted to win a few Senate votes. For example, the Cornhusker kickback that provided Medicaid reimbursement to Nebraska families, but nowhere else at that level. We're going to correct that. We're going to correct some of the Medicare Advantage provisions that were included. I've been an outspoken advocate that we've got to take back the overpayments that are going to the private insurance companies for Medicare Advantage. And there are some other important reforms, and I just want folks to know that I've been listening very carefully, and this is really one of the reasons that I ran for Congress, was to stand up to those insurance companies and fight on behalf of families and small businesses. So I'm very gratified that we're about to cross the finish line.
And your colleague, Alan Grayson, in addition to the vote on the Senate bill in the reconciliation vote this week, wants also a vote into what he's calling Buy Into Medicare Act, which gives people younger than 65 the choice to become part of that public option health insurance plan. Is that something you would support?
As a matter of fact, I just talked with Congressman Grayson, and I'm looking at that bill right now.
And finally, it's up to the Senate, ultimately, whether they will take the changes that the House recommends. But it could happen where the final version will be exactly like the Senate version. And you told us in January that you would not vote for the Senate version of the bill. Do you feel that in this process of deem and pass that you would be voting for the Senate bill?
Well, what's going to happen is we have an agreed upon set of changes to the Senate bill. So we have to have, like I said, the process at this point, I don't think is the critical issue. It's what Republicans are using to try to have us take our eye off the ball and standing up for families. And these insurance companies would love us to get bogged down in process. But I think we just need to press on and pass health reform as soon as possible. Hopefully it will come this week.